Another podcast. Today is Friday, the 19th, March 19th. Weeks are flying past. So I decided to do this on Friday because I have a lot of shit to do on the weekend. So I'm not going to have time. Well, I'll have time, but if I can get out the way today, then I don't have to worry about it Saturday or Sunday. So I'm working on it today. The response for the podcast has been going through the roof. I'm getting a lot of downloads, a lot of emails. People are really feeling it. It's a surprise to me a little bit that I've always been told I talk a lot. So, you know, it's interesting that people are interested in what I want to say. I never wanted to do a podcast strictly about fitness because it's, to me, it's boring as hell. And it makes you just a one-dimensional type of person. So I decided to just do a podcast, whatever going through my head, whatever happening at that time. I try to stay away from political and, you know, different issues like that because everyone has their own opinion. And that's not what my show is about. My show is about uplifting, not dividing and arguing and who's right and who's that, who's this. I just don't, you know, we have enough problems in life. So this morning I got a text from a lady that I call my second mom. She lives in Arizona, and she was telling me that her cousin, her first cousin, who they were really, really good friends, really close, passed away. And she said it reminded her of me because she remembered the pain that I had went through when my cousin passed that I used to talk to her about. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to title this podcast, What Motivates You? I mean, I run into so many people that are filled with more excuses than they are with reasons to get up, get out, and do what it is that they feel that they want to accomplish in life. So, you know, my question to a lot of people is that, you know, what inspires you? What motivates you? What do you look to every day that gives you a purpose for, you know, going out and achieving the things that you want to, that you say you want to do in life? I can only speak for myself personally. I've been doubted since I was 6 weeks old, and that doubt for me has turned into, because it was so much of it, you either cry or you turn around and you use that as fuel. I've learned to turn it around and use it as fuel because nothing was expected of me. At 6 weeks old, I was diagnosed with pneumonia. The doctor told my mom I would never be a big person, which was my first challenge, 6 weeks old. I didn't know. I didn't hear it. I was 6 weeks old. But I believe that I was 26 when I started bodybuilding. And I started bodybuilding because I was a small person. I weighed 143 pounds at 5'7 when I started. I've been as high as 267. And I've won overall title at a state level, which was a huge accomplishment. A lot of people have never done that. So that was like my first thing in, okay, you know, they told you this, but I'm going to do this. So that was my first thing, was that doubt of I could ever achieve getting to where I wanted to be. The set, you know, and as I did that, I can remember my cousin died in July of 1993. I can remember driving, and I had a convertible at the time. So I pulled over. I had my gun, and this was the only time in life that I ever considered suicide, because it was just the pain of, you know, losing that person, which was actually, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks before my wedding. And he was going to be the best man at my wedding. That pain was just enormous. So I can remember making up my mind, this is what I'm going to do. That's how I understand a lot about what people go through that winds up committing suicide. It's interesting. But anyway, I had already made up my mind that that's what I was going to do. I had to get out of this pain. And I remember pulling over. I look in the seat next to me, because I had a two-seater. I look in the seat next to me, and it's my cousin. And this is maybe 2 months after he died. And he said, you know, when we were kids, we grew up extremely poor. And it was me and him, and we used to sit on the porch and we play That's My Car, and you know, we'd walk up to 63rd and Hossa. That's a Chicago thing. If you're not from there, you don't understand. We would look at people eating, and that was always a dream of mine, to be able to sit down one day and have people serve me food. If you know, still a dream because it's so obtainable, but at that time, being poor kids, not even being able to afford to have meat on your sandwiches, you're eating sugar sandwiches and so on, and ketchup and mustard sandwiches, because you just couldn't afford meat. So that was a dream of ours. So me and my cousin, we spent a lot of time together dreaming. So I can remember wanting to take my own life and look over, my cousin is right there, clear as day. And he said to me, you know, we had a lot of dreams. We planned to accomplish a lot of things together and, you know, on our own or whatever. He said, but what you need to do, you either need to get busy living or get busy dying. You have to make your choice. And he said, I suggest you get busy living. And everything in my life, what drives me to have achieved as much as I've achieved, has been due to that memory of, you know, I believe it was real. So that drive to achieve and you know, climb that ladder and achieve the dreams that me and him had came from that conversation. So I had to get busy living because, you know, I had decided I was not going to get busy dying. So from that, you know, in spite of being told I could never be a good businessman because I didn't go to, you know, my last grade completed was eighth grade. I didn't go to high school. I didn't go to college. So my odds of, you know, 98% of the businesses that start go under within the first 2 years, 98% is a huge chunk. So from that, you see people, they have better education, they have more money, they, you know, have support, they have people that believe in them, but you still go under. So I realized that what I didn't have had nothing to do with it. I was just determined the day that I left my last job, I was a mechanic, which at the time they doubted I could ever go to school and finish being a mechanic and get off the streets, which is what I was doing. I was gangbanging, ripping around the streets, stealing cars, doing all these things. So that doubt of I'm not going to even be able to change was, you know, a huge thing for me. And I realized that once I could go to school and complete it, I could do anything. That was like the start of it for me. I realized there was nothing that I couldn't do if I may put my mind to it. So, you know, I started my studio. You know, in the process to start my studio, I wanted to do a show, a bodybuilding show, NP Sanctioned, which is National Physique Committee, which is the biggest amateur bodybuilding organization in the world, the headquarters in Pittsburgh. So I had to go through, who was our chairman, Chuck Sandow, who's in Oakland, he has a gym called USA. And at the time, there were other blacks that wanted to promote shows, and he would not let them. So the thing was, they would come to me and say, hey, you know, Chuck's never going to get your show, man. You know, he only reserves that for his friends. I said, no, I'm going to do enough things. He's not going to be able to tell me though. And that's always been my thing. If I prepare enough and I prove myself, you have no choice. So I learned a long time ago, take the choice out of people's hands and through preparation and gaining knowledge. So, you know, what I did, I started working at shows for them, and I learned everything from cleaning up to shutting down at night, everything in between, organizing, helping the bodybuilders get ready, all that. So when the time came, and these other people didn't, of course. So when the time came for me to ask for a show, he knew I had all the knowledges of just how a show should be ran. And so, you know, long story short, I got my rights to promote a sanctioned show. And as far as I know, before then or since then, there's never been a black NPC promoter in Illinois, either before them, before that time or after that time. There's not been one, so I'm in a unique category in that sense. But it was just due to all the doubt. Everybody told me, you can't do it. He ain't going to help. He ain't going to give it to you. He ain't going to give it to you. So that doubt of me never getting it drove me to do things that allow me to get it. The same thing with when Chie started competing, she was told, you know, you'll never win shows because you need a back, you need shoulders, you need this, you need that. Well, here we are, you know, the average time of people competing is 2 to 4 years. Here we are, I trained her since her very first show, which was in 2003. So if you're doing the math, that's 18 years. So from that time, we've won a state title, we've won 2 regionals, placed second at the Arnold Classic, which is the best amateur show in the world. She's placed second there twice. She turned pro last year, which is unheard of. And now we're in preparation to do her debut at the Chicago Pro July 24th in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta, come check it out. So, you know, I run into people, they own businesses, gets too much for them. They want to take a vacation. I've never needed a vacation. Give me a good night's sleep, I'm ready to get at it. I love what I do so much that I don't need a break from it. It doesn't irritate me. The ups and downs come with it. If you don't love to learn the downs, you'll never make it in business, and that's why so many businesses close down. It's never easy. You know, you just got to enjoy and look at it in a way where these are challenges. These are the things that's going to make you able to withstand. You know, I've owned my business for 23 years. Most people, like I said, they're lucky if they own a business 5 years. So I've been at it 23 in a field that, you know, in personal training, you're trying to get people to pay you a lot of money, which we charge $50 an hour. You're trying to get people to pay you a lot of money for something they don't even want to do for free. That's why we have such an obese country. Everybody fat, you know, they call it thick and voluptuous and all this other bullshit. You're fat. That's the bottom line. And the health issues are just out of control. We have kids now, getting diabetes and hypertension and bad hearts, and they're 13 years old. So it's getting worse. But you know, my question is like, what motivates you? What makes you get up every day and do what you do? What motivates me is that from 6 weeks old, I was always told I would never amount to nothing. I was told by police, judges, teachers, parents, everybody, I would never achieve nothing in life. I look back at where I came from and what I've been able to achieve and what more I have that I want to achieve. And I look at it as, you know, I wake up every day with a purpose. The idea of being the best that I could ever be, like a Jordan or a Brady or a Kobe or whoever, to be the best that I could ever be. And when I say be the best in fitness, I don't mean be a trainer with a lot of people. I've done it already. I mean, there's so many avenues and aspects to this industry, bodybuilding shows, seminars, appearances, clothing, supplements, everything. I want to create an empire in this industry that nothing else can rival it. I've made millions of dollars in this industry, but I'm just getting started. I want more. And what motivates me are those things. The being told I could never be big at 6 weeks old. Being told I couldn't run a business because I didn't go to high school, I didn't go to college. Having a child at 14, being told that, you know, that's my life. Coming from an area that 98% of the people are dead or in jail, and that's where my life was at. I was not making decisions any different than them. I didn't live any different. I mean, I was stealing cars, I was going to jail, I was doing all those things. I was a very bad youth, put it that way. And being told that from that area, you're not going to make it. Being told that you're a teenage father, you're not going to make it. Being told that you dropped out of school, you didn't go to high school, you didn't go to college, you're not going to make it. Being told you're never going to get your own bodybuilding show because whatever it is, you ain't going to get it. Those type of things, even to this day, those type of things drive me. I wake up every day and I don't, one of the difference that I learned over the years, I don't do things to prove people wrong. I do things to prove me right. When you are telling me that I can't do what it is my heart is set towards doing, you got a situation on your hand, buddy. Because I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make sure I do it well, and I'm going to make sure you know about it. So, you know, I no longer do things to prove people wrong. I do things to prove me right. Once in a while, there's special people that I made to do special things, and I feel like I'm one of them. I feel like I've came along at the right time in this industry. I've learned a lot. I continue to learn. And hard work has, I've never had a problem with hard work. I can work to this from when the sun go down to the sun go up. I can work. I don't care because I worked for years and didn't have nothing. I worked a job for over 10 years, which was auto mechanic, that I hated. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being an auto mechanic, but it wasn't for me. I look at having a business in Homewood, living in Homewood, supposed to be dead by 18. I'm winning. I'm ahead of the game, man. So those are the things that every day I prove myself right. So why not get up tomorrow and prove myself right? So, you know, my question for people is, you know, what motivates you? If you're helping prove people right, when they say you ain't gonna make it and you're losing, of course they're gonna say, "See, I was right. He didn't make it." You gotta give them the reason and the ammunition to never be able to say that. So don't, you know, if they come up to me and say, "Hey, you can't be a basketball player," I'm not even gonna argue because I'm not trying to be one. But to come up and tell me I can't be a successful business owner, to hear that Earl is never going to do this, Earl is never going to do that, you judge me really, really wrong. And I'm going to prove to you that I am capable of doing those things because those are the things that I was planning to do with or without your encouragement or talking against me or whatever it is you call it. I was going to do these things anyway because they were already, no one pushes me like I push me. So your words or your attempt to help or whatever it is don't mean shit to me because I had already planned on doing it. So, you know, it made me think this morning, so many people, they lack the potential to be motivated to get up every day with a purpose. And that's why they don't get things achieved. You know, it's to say, "Oh, they didn't believe in me." It don't mean shit. Don't nobody believe in nobody till they do it. So your job is to do it. So even then, I've been doing this 30 years. I've been in this industry for 30 years, and I'm still doubted by a lot of people. So that's never going to change. But you do have to have some facts in your base to be able to say, "Hey, look, I've done this. I've done that." If you ask me, I have no problem with telling you all the things that I have achieved, okay? Because it's not bragging. It's facts. I can show you what I've done, you know. So I just thought about it, and it was just angry at me so bad. I couldn't wait till tomorrow because I just wanted to get this down and get it out, and it just was on my mind. But, you know, people have to find things. I don't call it motivation, but motivation is temporary. But if you can use it temporary to get to discipline and inspiration, which is permanent, then you're on the right course. But I'm very disciplined. I'm very inspired. And I'm very motivated. This is every single day, 365 days a year. When you're sleeping, I'm working. When you're on vacation, I'm working. When you are upset, I'm working. When you picking your ass, you know, I'm working. I will outwork everybody that tries to ever do anything. And everybody's my competition, not just the people in this industry. Everybody's my competition. So Until next week, your man, Sir Earl, I'm checking out of here. And I'm saying, find something that makes you get up every day with a purpose to achieve more in your life than anybody, even you, ever thought possible. So, you know, look for that. It's there. Wherever we look for, we find. Start, instead of looking for negativity and the things that ain't going your way, look for positivity and the things that you can do. And do those things and you'll get a man, your life will change forever. So until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out of here. Peace.